untitled like us. Playgrounds with jungle gyms made from the moonbeams that we swing from. Hot dogs we eat at Little League baseball games, watching children that aren't our own just because we love watching innocent in cleats. Falling asleep before you do on that sofa and knowing that you'll watch me as I drift into worlds of unknown bliss as well. Well, let me catch the spiders before they reach your toes, so you may enjoy the hot sand in which you dip your toes deep into. I want the single chance of making one omelet for you as I watch your face in the reflection of the stove's dusty shine. Feeling you there in my house in pajamas of flannel that rub themselves against my skin, an artist's skin coated with latex. Sharing cups of tea during pre-recorded games of Jeopardy so we may answer all the questions right instead of guessing at all the wrong ones anymore. Knowing that our attraction was growing and not just glowing from the short period of time that we spend together. I'm so lost when it comes to the absence of your smile, and knowing I could not kiss the sun again, for this means I could never forever live in the shade without the tan line of your shadow. Laughing at each other with queer gestures while our feet touch under the table, believing that the best choice we ever made was for one another. This is how I want to remember you. You see, living in the now with soft ice cream that holds itself together with the freedom of a decision. Slow the drip for the sip could be the one that may change my mind. I've realized that in the moment of a now setting, I am and will always be into contemplation about the forecast of tomorrow. This is not to say that the actions of the movements won't be moving north in my attempts for forward progress. It's saved to show the absolute foundation, the line of words that won't fade out of focus. The words that keep me humming to myself on a park bench with the splinters of urgency while they inject themselves deep within the thought of this now. I am constantly giving birth to a new idea, then scrounging on the floor of a vacant warehouse trying to find the words that will paint themselves onto a canvas that I won't have to sell, give away, donate, recycle, or store. Words that will explain the now and act as a trampoline bouncing me into some dream door that was opened from the nonfiction of these verbs. Careless, with an extroverted emotional subway system that plants its course in some greenhouse I have not been able to locate yet. And because of this, I am unable to tear away from the weeds from these flowers and same ones that you want to be offering to me and I want to offer to you, I can't even offer to myself. I want to find the words that will connect in chemistry, that when put together will glow as an erect neon landmark so I may not look far when lost within the fog of a preposition. I need those words that will highlight themselves without me putting them into bold with word-perfect mechanics. Words that will voice themselves throughout the meadows without me raising my tone to be noticed. Words that will become friends with each other and not combat for their own soliloquy. I need the Salvation Army of words that have been marked down from a pure one paragraph. Ones that will branch out from the norm yet concrete themselves in my head as mainstream and quaint. Simplicity is always a virtue. Consistency is always my conflict. And yes, I know the arrogance of a sentence is scoped by the publishers of fine print throughout these times, but I don't want my words to be displayed through an empty pen, through a hypocritical stanza, or throughout a page that holds no weight for ink too heavy for its foundation. I am critical. I am obtuse. And the delusions of grandeur that sleep into the late afternoons of my days are definitely the supportive demons that add to my procrastination. I need this. I need these words.